Wine is unlike anything else that I can think of.
Sometimes with all the glitz and glamour of Napa, we forget this whole thing is based on families growing grapes, you know?
Potentially, this is a fantastic year, but anything can change on a dime, right?
And everything's good in life, you just have to make a natural judgment, not be too tricky in your mind. I like it, I don't like it.
Davis himself thinks that it's kind of a big load of hooey. People probably use more than maybe two or three descriptors for a wine. He just thinks they're just making it up.
I kind of fired myself. I mean, I couldn't be a one-man operation forever.
There's always something to do. There's replanting, there's barrels, there's maintenance.
Because so many people use mobile bottling lines right now, and everything has to come, the labels, the corks, everything has to come together at the same time and be there when the truck shows up.
Being able to grow up in wine, you have this passion and love for wine and the culture of wine, and everything else sort of pales in comparison.
We say, so drink the wine. That's kind of our motto here at Life Between the Vines. One of the cool things about wine, besides drinking it, is the people you drink it with. And the stories you hear and tell with wine all come together to make every bottle unique. Discovering and tasting wine shouldn't be a homework assignment. And we believe that the people who are closest to wine have the best stories. So open a bottle.
And welcome to podcast number 251. This week, we feature Emilia Nardi of Tenute Silvio Nardi Winery in Montalcino, Italy.
This podcast is sponsored by Release Winery. Every wine tells a story. Each growing season, it's our goal to create an artisan Napa Valley wine of exceptional quality. Join us as the story of this ultra-limited wine continues. Learn more at releasewinery.com.
The youngest from a classic Italian family, Emilia Nardi is president of Tenute Silvio Nardi Winery, and we caught up with her at the Cobrand tasting in Chicago. Montalcino is an area of Italy growing some of the very best wines in the country. Emilia knows her wine quite well, and the family keeps an eye on things for her during this year's harvest, which was lucky for us. Tenute Silvio Nardi.
Perfect, that's why.
And I'm here with Emilia Nardi.
Yes, hello.
Thank you for taking the time. I know it's busy over there in the tasting room and you got a lot going on, so I appreciate you coming over here.
But it's my pleasure. Imagine, I come from the very, very far corner of the countryside, Tuscan countryside. It's a big honor for me to be here in Chicago, right?
Oh, that's right. Have you been here before?
Yes, this has been the first town where I came when I was 15 years old, where I have started my career in the wine. I was with my big brothers. And we were here to try to sell the wines, so I have a very beautiful memories about Chicago.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes.
Are you the youngest then in the family?
I am the youngest of 8 brothers and sisters, so we are a big Italian family.
Yeah,
so
I would say.
It is good.
Classic. Very nice.
A classic. Now is any more so classic. It's a particular situation, but it's nice.
How far does your family go back in winemaking?
Well, it's quite recently, talking in the Italian way. That means that we have started in 1950, and our first bottles of wine, of Brunello, has been released on the market in 1954.
So that is fairly recent.
Yes, we are one of the regional producers in the area. When my father bought in 1949, there were only 6 producers. No, only 5. We are the 6th producer to have entered inside the history of the Brunello di Montalcino. Now we are much more, but I think that to be original, that means that we have more experience and that we need when we talk about Sangiovese Grosso, and which is such a unique grape that needs experience.
I would agree. So tell me about the grape.
Sangiovese is so unique, so sensitive, so delicate grape, and especially because it reacts a lot, depending on the place where you have it. And that's why we presume to say that Montalcino is the most, is the best place where to grow this grape, because it's a complex mosaic of soil, and we have 3 different climate conditions. So it's the perfect place, it's a perfect location where to achieve such a high standard quality of wine. with this grape.
When you're talking about three different climate conditions, what are we looking at?
Yes, here? The area is very small. It's a Singapore town size, so it's only 240 square kilometers. It's very small. But in the middle of this square, we have a long hill, like in horseback, which separates perfectly the north from the south. At one side, and then in one side, in the east side, there are the big hill become rounds, and there we have the perfect condition. So the south is warmer, so that we have the ripening of the grapes up a little bit earlier. The north is affecting from the winds coming, the cool winds coming from the north. So we have the ripening of the grape is lower, and we keep more floral side. We have more elegance. The east is the combination of the bloody Brunello, typical from the south, and the elegance of the nose. So the east side is a wonderful place where to be.
So you have definite challenges when it comes to harvest in terms, well, your whole growing season.
Yes, imagine that we have 36 different vineyards, and we have to make an exact map of where to grow to harvest, because even the soil condition makes a completely different ripening on the grapes. So in this time, I have my nephew at the winery who takes care of that. He's the winemaker, together with the agronomist, Dr. Fabrizio. They make. We have been the first to have introduced the phenolic maturity concept, which is more complex than the technological maturity, which was based all in sugar contents and in pH and acidity. There we go to discover when is the best moment to extract from the grape into the future wine as much substances as possible, as much polyphenol as possible to have a great quality. We have been using this system since 1995, and each one of our 36 vineyards are analyzed in that terms, and that help us to make an exact map where to go to harvest, where to start to harvest.
Do you find yourself harvesting a little bit earlier this year at
all? No, honestly, this has been a quite strange harvest. 2017 has been a very, very warm climate vintage. We have to start to harvest. But this doesn't mean that the grapes is perfectly ripened. Like the 2016, when we have a very wonderful vintage, and we have harvested starting from the 23rd to 25th of September, like it was good to
really
start to harvest, like in the past.
I was just in Italy a week ago,
yeah,
and I was in the Piedmont area where they've been suffering from drought. How about your area? Have you been?
It's the same.
Same
we
thing?
Have a 40% lost.
When you say 40%, you're talking 40% of your crop?
Oh, for the crop.
That's
yes.
Amazing. Wow.
Yes, it's amazing, and this is not a wonderful vintage. I think that's when it's too much sun. Is like when we have too much rain. The perfection in nature is something different, is the regularity. So we need to have rain when the vines need to have water, and we need to have sunshine when the vines needs to bring at the right ripening of the grape. This year has been a little bit difficult.
Yeah, balance is what it's all about, right?
Yes, we need to have balance in the wine. That's what we would like. Our goal is to have the perfect balance between the nose, the mouth, and even the
Is it hard for you to be away from the winery during harvest right now?
In the past, it was very difficult. Now I have one of the family who take care of the vineyards and of the harvest. Is our enologist, Emanuele Nardi. And has been trained for 10 years, and now it's much easier than before. My art, I know, can beat very hardly, but there is someone there to take care with the same, in the same way I have done in the past, myself.
Sure. So you have many, many members of the family that
are
involved.
Oh, I have a lot of siblings, yes.
Yeah, but they're involved in the business.
Only me and Emanuele are involved in the wine business. We have other activities, other business. At the moment, it's only me and Emanuele. Probably in the future, we will be someone else.
Is it fair to say you grew up in the wine business, or was that not how it started?
Oh, the story of my family is a very strong link with farming, because my grandmother was a farmer in Umbria, in another area. And my grandfather started a business in 1895. He started producing farming equipment, so plow,
so he's on the other side.
Yeah. And for this reason, we have always had land where to test the machinery. And in 1950, my father bought this estate in Montalcino, not very small because we produce wheat too. It's a quite big one, it's 3,000 acres. And the wines is one side of our business now. We still have the mechanical business, we have other business, but I go in Montalcino, I have such a strong link. I have my soul with the soil. The soil is important. And we sell this machinery everywhere in the world, mostly in Africa and the Middle East. So for us is obvious the importance of the soil in any kind of crops. But when we talk about Montalcino and we talk about the Brunello, wow, there is much more important.
A lot more important. Let me ask you a question just about the equipment. Are you making mechanical harvesters, that kind of
equipment? No. Oh, okay. It's only things that the works that break the soil to make them read to for the seeding. Everything is handpicked in our estate. That makes the difference.
Yeah, I'll bet. Do you have any issue now in America, especially in California? There's been some issues with labor shortages, not having enough people available for the harvest. Do you run into any issues like that at all in
Italy? No, for us it's not a big problem. And as I think in the newspaper we are reading that we have a lot of problems with the immigrant. Italy is the first place where a lot of people coming from other more poor area are coming. And so we have people from other countries that comes to make the all what is necessary in farming. I treat them as if they are the Italians. They are not treated in a different way. I'm a very respectful for the human being. And in fact, I have people comes from India, from Africa, that been working for us since 20 years. That means that I treat them very well, but they make a great job for me. In a wine of such a quality like a Brunello di Montalcino, we need to touch from the pruning time to the moment of the harvest 10 times each one of our vines. And it's not only to give caress, but because we need to take care of all the agronomic side to bring a perfect grape to the maturity and for a wonderful wine like Brunello di Montalcino. So we need people who has been trained, who are professional in their work.
Like so many people say, great wine is made in the vineyard, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In the vineyard, you create the quality of a wine. That's why we have selected the best soils inside our properties. And for us, our philosophy is that we want our wines to be the voice of that special and unique soils that you can find only in Montalcino. That's our philosophy. So we make 36 different vinification because we have 36 different vineyards with different soils, and everyone is different. And we prefer to make before, to let the vineyards to express themselves in a unique way as they can be, and only after we blend them.
And that just goes to show the care you're putting into your farming, right?
Yes, that's true. Yes. What we cook? Yes, absolutely. The quality is the most important thing. Even if we are winemaker, we are under the sky, and so the vintage. Well, if someone up in the sky take the decision to be a good farmer, okay. If he doesn't want, we can do nothing at all.
No, you're pretty much you're going to have to deal
with it. We can only destroy what the nature has offered us, or we preserve.
Now, I understand there's been some changes in the laws in regards to irrigation. Have you considered anything like
now,
that at all?
No, in Montalcino, it's 1 year that we are allowed to make the irrigation. But the problem is that we do not have enough water. Not in a vintage like that, it was impossible to have water enough. And we are not organized because to irrigate 80 hectares is not...
It's huge.
It's a big investment. We need water. It's not a question of pipeline, but it's a question even to have resources of water. In Montalcino, the vineyards are more in the hillside, it's not in the valley. And so it's a little bit more complicated to bring water there. But normally in Montalcino, the nature is very generous. But sometimes it happens that it's, the vintage are not all the same.
Sure. You just play the game.
Yes, yes.
You have a big tour ahead of you yet with a number of other cities, right?
Yes, we touch a lot of cities. That is interesting. And we let the America to discover our wines that are really the Italian. So it's the Italian wine tour, but it's we go to discover the America too. So it's double side
sure.
discover.
Sure. Have you gotten a chance to check out any other parts like Washington or Oregon? Or
we have been
California?
Many times. This is it's a long time that I've been working with Cobrand, and they are perfect, and they always bring us in wonderful cities in the United States, and we have discovered many times beautiful towns like Chicago too.
Nice. It's fun to sit here and talk to you and see the big smile on your face. You clearly love what you do.
Yes, grazie.
Did you think there was any other time you might want to do something else with your life other than wine?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. I am in this business since I was a children, and I have done another business for a while, for 4 years. I have been the president of the farming equipment business, and after I came back to the wine. The wine is passion. But I think that I do not want to become a bottle of wine. I need to have my own interest, my personal interest. That's, I think, a life needs to have a different aspect. To be complete, I don't know, to be completed, you need even to take care of yourself in other ways. Not only the work is important, the wine is a great passion. I like a lot the nature, and to be a farmer, but at the same time, I like this job because it gave me the possibility to be globetrotter. But I have other interests too. I have a lot of friends. I have my family, and I read a lot of the book. And like every other human being, I have other interests too.
You get to meet a lot of interesting people in the wine business, don't you?
Yes, that's true. That's true. But. Even in other situations, we are beautiful, interesting people. But it's true that to be a winemaker, you need to be a little bit crazy because not every harvest is the same. It's challenging. Every vintage is different. And so you need to like a lot, to love this job a lot.
You have to be very patient.
You're very patient, yes.
For our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit about you online, on the web, how would they do that?
My web address is www.tenutenardi.com. I spell it. It's TENUTENIRDI.com.
You had to think about that for a minute, didn't you?
Yes. I'm not American. In Italian, the letters are different.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It'll be a lot different. Is the website in English as well?
It's in English.
Good.
And it is in Chinese, in Arab language, and Japanese, and Russian. So everybody can find some way to learn about our wines. And what makes our website interesting that we have the picture of each one of our vineyards, and we give you the characteristic that the vineyard brings into the wine. So the soil matters to us a lot.
A lot, yeah. Amelia, thank you very much for
Thank you very
the
much,
time.
Ray. It's been a great it. Experience.
Thank you.
Grazie. Grazie very much. Thank you very much.
Learn more by visiting tenutenardi.com.
Thanks for listening, and remember to like us on Facebook. Also, check out our YouTube channel.
Life Between the Vines is produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Theme song and original music written and recorded by Tim Dondarevo. Our host is Kay Paskoff. Our intern is John Chacon. Our graphics and website specialist is Lawton Hall. Our web geek is Dan Gieschen. Photos by Jeanette Herniak. Copyright 2017.